greet our friends everywhere with Chapter 8 of The Long Sad Trail, the story of Marcus Whitman, pioneer medical missionary to the Pacific Northwest. This is another in the series, Stories of Great Christians, brought to you by the Moody Bible Institute of Chicago. In 1836, a mere handful of men and women did not cross the Rocky Mountains alone if they wanted to live. So Marcus Whitman knew that if he and his party of missionaries did not meet the American Fur Company caravan to cross the mountains under its protection, they might never reach Oregon. Already the caravan was gathering at Bellevue, Missouri. At Liberty, 250 miles to the east, Marcus dispatched Henry Spaulding overland across Missouri with the cattle and the wagon, instructing him to wait at Fort Leavenworth. Marcus and the women planned to follow by boat after the sad task of burying Mrs. Satterley. But the boat to Leavenworth refused to stop for the missionaries. The captain shouted he had no room for passengers and sailed briskly out of sight. No other boat was due for months. Now there was just one way left to reach Spaulding and the caravan in time.
Marcus Whitman, I've ridden horseback all over the state of New York. There's no need for you to carry on like I was some helpless little thing.
You've ridden from Prattsburg to Wheeler, from Wheeler to Bath and back. That's not all of New York State.
But Marcus...
Furthermore, riding home to a good supper in a warm bed at Papa's house is different from camping out every night for weeks.
Seems to me I've camped out all the way here. What are you talking about?
Narcissa, listen to me. You don't understand. The wagons have gone on. This will be hard riding on horseback day after day, sleeping on the ground and...
Sister Whitman is right. You needn't worry about her or me.
Oh, thank you, Eliza.
Oh, yes, I do. 250 miles of hard riding in this heat. You're not strong, Mrs. Spaulding. We've lost one already.
Remember the command, go ye into all the world, with no excuses for poor health. I still believe that. The Lord will give me strength.
God bless you, Mrs. Spaulding.
There now, Marcus, when do we leave?
You understand what it'll be like. We'll push as fast as we can till we get to Leavenworth. There, we'll meet Henry. Then we'll push harder straight on through to Bellevue.
We understand.
We understand, Marcus. When do we leave?
Eliza?
Yes, Narcissa?
Eliza, can you sleep?
No. Can you?
Oh, no. I ache.
Oh, so do I. Every joint.
Why did Marcus have to send all the bedding and all the camping things with the wagon? This ground is so hard I could die.
At least let us give thanks for our blankets, Narcissa.
Oh, I suppose so.
They do keep the little bugs away.
Fort Leavenworth's 10 miles away. We must get there tonight. Can you do it, Mrs. Spaulding?
I can.
Narcissa?
As the Lord gives me strength, Marcus.
I don't understand it. I told Henry to wait here at Leavenworth. I was sure he understood. I wrote it all down.
Henry had his reasons, Dr. Whitman. I'm certain of that. Henry had his reasons.
Well, they weren't very good ones. Marcus told him to wait.
He must have had his reasons.
I suppose the Lord spoke to him. That's what he'll say. The Lord told me...
Narcissa!
Narcissa, that's enough. Talk like that won't help. Mrs. Spaulding's right. Henry must have good reasons. Maybe he heard the caravan was leaving sooner, and he raced ahead to catch it.
Well, what do the people in the fort say? Did he tell them why?
No. All they know is that he left here with the wagons and cattle just 2 days ago. He didn't stop here at the fort at all, just Kept on going.
He's mean, Marcus. I told
Narcissism!
What can we do now, Dr. Whitman?
Why, keep on riding, of course. Only thing to do. Feed the horses and keep on chasing Henry Spaulding in the caravan. Well, Henry, I suppose you had your reasons, but you certainly gave us a hard trip.
Yes, Marcus, I had my reasons. I decided it would be better to keep after the caravan. There was no telling when you'd be along.
How'd you know we'd be able to chase you overland? You didn't know we'd have horses. The last you knew, we were coming by boat.
I knew the Lord would provide. He did.
Yes, but we're no farther ahead. We still haven't caught the caravan. And you gave us some bad days.
I think it might be well, Marcus, for us to make up our minds just who is in charge of this expedition.
I'm all for it, Henry, but not tonight. I want a good night's sleep so we can start bright and early.
You feel more confident, don't you?
Yes, I think we're almost there. We're just about 18 miles away from the Oto Indian Agency. And the caravan's at Bellevue, just about 8 miles northwest of the agency.
That's a little more than a day's trip.
With the wagons and the cattle and the women, I don't know. More like 2 days.
Even so, we'll make it without trouble.
Yeah, I think we will. Unless the caravan leaves ahead of schedule. There's always that chance.
What's that?
Grab your gun.
Dr. Whitman?
Yes? Who's that?
Messenger to find Dr. Whitman.
Messenger from whom?
From Oto Indian Agency, Major Dougherty.
Guess it's all right, Henry. What's the Major want, son?
Major want doctor for his brother, quick.
What's that?
Major Dougherty, brother sick, tossing on blanket very bad. Major send me for doctor.
I see.
Listen, young fellow, isn't there some other doctor somewhere around?
Henry, this isn't Ithaca. I'm probably the only man in 500 miles who knows how to lance a gumboil.
You can't go with this boy. We don't have the time. It's out of the question.
No, it isn't. Not for a doctor.
But the agency's a long way out of our way. If you ride over there, we'll lose 2 days, maybe more. Meanwhile, the caravan gets ready to start.
Yes.
And you were scolding me for changing plans a little.
Well, now you can scold me, Henry. And I'll give you the same answer.
Huh? What's that?
I have my own reasons. And I think in God's sight, bringing healing to a human being is reason enough.
At the Indian agency, as he doctored the sick man, Marcus heard bad news. The caravan had already started west. It was now encamped 25 miles down the trail. So Marcus did not go back to his party. Instead, he set out to chase the caravan alone on horseback. And about supper time that same night, he caught up to the caravan captain's wagon.
Sure now, Dr. Whitman, it does seem to me you're making a mighty big fuss about something that's most easy.
Captain Fitzpatrick, we've been chasing your caravan ever since we left New York State. Sleigh, steamboat, wagon, barge, horses. We can't let you slip through our fingers
what
now.
What kind of talk is that, man? We're ready and willing to cooperate. We aren't going to give you any slip.
Then wait for our party. Wait right here while I go back to meet them. I've already sent a guide to bring them as far as the Platte. I'll meet them there, bring them across, and you can...
That'd be days, man.
Not many. 3 at the most.
Sure now, maybe you don't realize who you're asking favors of. I've got 500 men and more cattle than that under my command.
Under your command? That's it. They'll do anything you say.
They won't do any foolish things. No, Dr. Whitman. I'll tell you, Frank, this is all news to me.
What?
I was never told when I started this trip I'd have missionaries along.
But it was arranged. The American Board of Commissioners for Foreign...
I never heard of them with that high-sounding name.
But the commissioners... That's a mission board. They wrote the fur company.
Maybe so. I never laid my eyes on the likes of such letters.
But you can't refuse
us. Go along with you now. I'm not refusing you. I'm saying to you, join us and we'll travel together. But don't make such a big fuss of it. Now then, you ride back to the Platte, get your little band of disciples across and all them Bibles and catch up with us. It's easy.
Easy? You won't wait?
There's no need to. Why, we're in open country yet, and we'll be for a good long time. Now, this is only Monday. There's no question in my mind at all but what you'll catch up with us long before we're in what you might call hostile territory.
Tuesday. Marcus rode back to the banks of the Platte, but Narcissa and the rest were nowhere in sight. Wednesday.
Marcus, we got lost. I thought I'd never see you again. Oh, Marcus, Marcus.
There, dear.
That guide didn't know the way. We wandered around in circles. Oh, it was so hot, Marcus. All of us, the wagons, the cattle. Oh, Marcus, I thought I'd die.
It's all right now, Narcissa. You're safe.
Oh, but we're late. Marcus, will we ever catch up?
I don't know. First, we have to get the wagons across the river. Okay, man. Come on. Let's get it on. Everything's across. Oh, I couldn't swim that river again if...
I'm sorry I'm so weak, brother. This dysentery, it's crippled me.
Oh, it's all right, Henry, not your fault. We just have too many things for river crossing.
I wasn't much help.
Don't worry about it. You can be now.
How? I'm so weak.
We have to get rid of some things before we can go on.
But we need all our clothing.
And food, you're right. It's books I'm thinking of.
Books?
I'm sorry, Henry.
Not my theology books. I can't.
You must.
No. No. No!
You close your eyes. I'll pitch them over.
Oh, my books. My theology books. I'll never replace them.
Thursday. They rode all day. No caravan in sight. Friday, Saturday, still no caravan. Sunday.
I say that this Sunday you'll have to stop your ears to your conscience.
No, Marcus, you're asking too much.
All I ask is to stay alive. If that means traveling on Sunday, we'll do it. Get along there now, all of you. We're breaking camp. You can read your Bibles on the way.
Marcus, I hate this country. It's hot and dirty and ugly. Flatness and dust and scraggly bushes. Marcus!
What now, Narcissa?
Marcus, over there, way over. Are those bushes moving, or is it...
It is! Henry Gray, Mrs. Spaulding, everybody. The caravan at last! Come on, everybody, push just a little bit more. We'll be there in less than an hour.
And so we conclude Chapter 8 of The Long, Sad Trail, the story of Marcus Whitman, pioneer medical missionary to the Pacific Northwest. This is another in the series, Stories of Great Christians, which come to you transcribed from the Moody Bible Institute of Chicago.